This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Some people have hearts of stone. Something so hard to know good.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box and the all-new 590 The Fan. We've talked with the Hall of Famer Rick Hummel and Joe Micheletti. Here's a text. I drank for 2 days straight when the Cardinals got rid of Tommy Pham. Could not stand his arrogance like a catfish, all mouth, no brain.
Besides that, he's a fantastic baseball player.
Right, besides
you
that.
You regret that trade for 10
players
years.
Players accountable, like Brett Cecil wanted to play video games.
And who's still here? The guy that played the video games that's
making money.
$30 million.
And Genesis Cabrera could be an okay pitcher, probably a reliever. You will regret that trade, regardless of what you think about Tommy Pham's personality. You will regret that trade in St. Louis
OPS
for 5 years.
OPS plus 142, only Paul DeJong on the Cardinals.
It's unbelievable how dominant
playing
he is in Tampa.
Solid center field, I'm sure, and also running the bases. Got 5 or 6 stolen bases already.
And wildly entertaining.
We love him. Now he's a great player. Entertaining. Some people were annoyed with that kind of look at me attitude.
Good.
But a lot of what he said was accurate. It's sort of, you can't handle the truth. Now, I had my own awkward exchange with him. I get it. He could be intimidating. He was intense. And there's no doubt in my mind, one of the factors, maybe a small one, when they shipped him out, I think they were just kind of tired of him.
I mean, how many times did he call out the front office?
Yeah.
And you know what? He got the front office a little upset, I think, was when he asked for that high-tech treadmill, which he works on in the summer or in the off time to really increase his speed. And he said, we should buy one of these and stuff. And
like, why not?
He called them out the front office after they missed the playoffs for the second straight year. He called them out after the Mike Leake deal.
And didn't Mozeliak say he's not a spokesperson for the team?
Well,
when he said this is becoming customary around here or this is becoming the norm, missing the postseason?
Most say, I got 2 world championships. Who are you? You were in Memphis a few years ago.
You don't know what you got till it's gone, and such a value as well. It's not like, you know, he was overpaid. Yes, he had a big mouth, but I think there was a lot of truth to what Tommy Pham said.
All right, real quick on the text lines. Everybody text in right now, 855-282-8255. Yes, would you like to have Tommy Pham? No, would you not like to have Tommy Pham? Real quick, 855-282-8255. I bet the yeses will win big time.
Just think of your starting lineup. Would you rather have Harrison Bader or Tommy Pham most nights? You would take Pham. Would you rather have Dexter Fowler or Tommy Pham most nights? You would take Pham.
The only one you could argue would be Jose Martinez.
Sure.
Right.
But Pham is so complete.
Ozuna, Pham, Martinez would be so fun. Granted, that might not have worked out yet. Don't know how.
I would like to get Pham's thoughts on a given night on Ozuna's defense. Oh, hey, Tommy, did you see him climbing the wall? Like, I don't know what he was doing over there. It looked ridiculous. I mean, he would just give you. In fact, this could be a Hoff assignment on a weekly basis. Go to the Rays website or the Tampa and see what Pham is talking about down. Now, they may not even know they have a team, but I would bet he's given some great quotes down there, post-game or otherwise, on the field.
Well, didn't he say about the fan base that the team needs to relocate or move to a different part of Florida? He's already said that, and he was there for like a month. So I'm sure he said some good things.
Now somebody texted in, cancer in the clubhouse.
No way.
I was in the clubhouse quite a bit. Martin, you've been there quite a bit. That's not the case. He wasn't a disliked player.
I don't think,
ruffled feathers once in a while. But.
Yeah, I don't think every player liked him. And I have no idea, but I think veteran guys might have said, hey, stay in your lane. You're still new. Like, if there's anyone that's going to be a spokesperson for the team, let Yachty do it. Let Wainwright do it. That's not your job. I think he probably rubbed some people the wrong way, but I don't think it was a huge issue.
Okay, here's the answers. Yes, yes, yes. No thanks, good riddance. Yes, Pham. Don't want Pham. He did nothing in the organization to merit him being outspoken.
What?
Yes to Pham. No. What? We're getting some no's here.
I think it's the personality that we enjoyed that a lot of people. And the question should be, do you want his production? It's not, I didn't like his personality.
Well, you got to trying them to both.
I love them both.
But I think if you're a fan,
yeah.
What's your number one goal is to win. I mean, Reggie Jackson rubbed people the wrong way. He had a big personality. But you wanted him on your team because he might hit a big home run. And I'm pretty sure Pham...
563 of them.
In the NLDS in 2015, did he have 1 or 2 homers in limited duty in that October? And also, the first game Carson ever went to, Tommy Pham hit 2 home runs.
Is that right?
So I'll always remember that.
I wish I could drink for 2 days, but I have a job and a life, so I can't. Hunchback of Notre Dame. Take Tommy every day, two on Sunday. Now, somebody brings up a good point, that when he was traded, his numbers were slightly off.
That's fine, but...
But you didn't need to trade him. It's not like he was... I mean...
You didn't have to play him. If he was struggling, you wouldn't play
him. He was the kind of player that the Cardinals have preached at, from a contract standpoint, that they like.
Yes.
Low cost, under control for a lot of years, and overall productive. I know he was having a rough year last year, but who wasn't on the Cardinals at that point in time? It was the antithesis of usual moves by the front office. Mm-hmm.
All right, Brian, you make a ruling on this. Kavorsky texting in, yes, Frank, and great question.
Oh, I think that works.
But so you got a great question from the audience? I don't think that counts.
Yeah, I don't think it should. I think it's got to be a guest.
Frank was eager.
For example, this week's Tony Talk, he did say, oh, that's a really great question. But I wanted Hawk to clip that off. I thought that's another one.
That would have been good.
Apparently that doesn't count, right?
In fact, we should get that so the next time...
We have one from last week, I believe.
We do, yeah.
Because I may have sent Hoff the exact time code in the 27-minute block. I found the exact second where it was uttered, just in case you
not
wanted to...
Not like you cared.
Just in case,
I lost
in case
it.
You wanted to have it.
I didn't
it,
hear it.
He's got it on his phone, too.
Ringtone.
No, that's a very good point to make, man. You're having a good day.
Thank you.
He sent
me
a text legitimately last week at 17 minutes during the La Russa interview. He says that.
I think I said it's at 17:13.
Just ran into it while I was
He's really competitive with this, isn't
no, he? Which normally time, when he sends me a clip, I'll just say like, hey, you know, if you saw this, you know, YouTube it or find it on Twitter and then pull it or just pull a bite from it. This was very specific.
Now, Frank may not be aware. We got to play the other one.
Yes, I got it.
And we have to explain to Frank a little bit of the backstory here, and then Charlie's going to come running through the door saying it's false news.
Remember, I had shingles there in late April, May.
There was a show about a month ago, and we were talking about how Tony had gone through that and that whole process, and 2011 he had shingles. And Charlie said, remember how that was kind of funny? We're like, no, it wasn't funny. He's like, well, a little bit that he was dealing with. I'm like, so you really enjoyed somebody else's pain and misery? And
he said, called it 5% funny.
He said, okay, 5% funny. So I said, well, maybe if it ever comes up, I'll ask about that. So last week when he said that, I looked at Hoff and thought, God, is this the chance? I'm like, I can't. Huh. I mean, what's the question? Hey, was that at all funny? No.
That would throw Charlie under the bus so heavy. And...
That's why I thought about doing it.
I'm doing it as the email. So cmarlow@gmail.com.
We got an email here from Charlie Marlow at fox2.com. It's a weird deal that we'll never be able to fully explain.
As a joke, we attached a Jose Martinez laugh when he said he's going to be the referee during a hockey game to it.
The loudest media laugh on record.
Had shingles there in late April, May.
That's Jose.
Hi, Chuck.
There he is. He's mouthing through the window. I think we're maligning his character. It's fair. It's his problem. He brought this up.
Fair.
The problem with Pham is his contract. He would always be bitching about it every chance he
got. That's true.
He deserved more money in arbitration, though. I don't like I said, what he spoke was the truth. It just...
Well, what was the offer? Because didn't they offer
2 years, $4 million
before 2018? Yeah. Right?
In spring training,
they
yes.
made the offer, and that might have been when he turned it down. That might have been when they're like, "All right, screw
but he
you.
Was smart in the end. He
Correct.
Was smart
yeah,
about it.
He
bet on himself and won.
But are we doing that with Ozuna this year? Winning a guy playing for a contract to make a lot of money, so he plays really well. Isn't that exactly that's what teams do? That was annoying.
I love Tommy Pham.
I sincerely dislike that trade.
Right. What if they win the World Series in Tampa? What would Tommy say?
Oh,
I hope he brings a trophy.
Especially
to St. Louis.
A question about St. Louis. Oh, that would be fantastic.
What do you think? Like the Stanley Cup or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, just bring the trophy to St. Louis.
All right, before we end this hour, Dr. Michael Jones wants to remind everybody he is open for business at Quantum Vision Centers, 855-260-EYES. Get the eyes fixed forever. He sees patients at several locations in the St. Louis area. When you call in, tell them that I sent you 855-260-EYES. What's coming up in the coveted hour?
Chuck Marlow will defend his name, his honor. Also, a little breakdown of the Blues and Sharks. We got Marlow in studio. It's the coveted hour on 590 The Fan.